This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and afterwards he addressed the crowd gathered on the west side of the Capitol building.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Mr. Trump vowed to restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment. He touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, saying that America would seek friendship with the world. Meantime, protesters disrupted the inauguration, smashing storefronts, burning vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people. There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday. Steve Hart is vice chair of Britain's Stand Up to Racism organization.
Outside the American embassy, we're meant to have a special relationship with America. We're saying the British people are standing for our values, democratic values, decent values, anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and anti the kind of billionaire vision of Donald Trump.
Similar sentiments expressed by anti-Trump demonstrators in Italy, the West Bank, Tokyo, other areas. As for former President Barack Obama and his family, they left for California for a visit. Mr. Obama told reporters to change power at the White House can be compared to grammatical punctuation. He says it's a comma, not a period. This is VOA News. Defeated Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has agreed to relinquish power and leave the country, according to incoming President Adama Barrow. Jammeh's decision came after Guinean President Alpha Conde and Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz arrived together in Banjul to convince him to cede power, leave the country, or face military action. VOA's Lanitza Hoke pulls together the events of the past few days.
Barrow's victory in the December 1 election signaled an end to more than two decades of Jammeh's rule. Unable to be sworn in at home, the president-elect was inaugurated Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal.
Long live the United People of the Gambia. Forever, backward, never. Thank you.
After first accepting defeat, Jammeh later claimed the election was rigged with help from abroad, and he refused to relinquish power. Barrow asked for support from the United Nations and the country's West African neighbors. The UN Security Council on Thursday passed a resolution backing his election and his request for help. Senegalese troops entered Gambia shortly after the Security Council vote Thursday to remove Jammeh by force if necessary. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. Order came from outgoing President Barack Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group that he ordered. Camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche for nearly 2 days in the central part of the country. Workers dug through many hours of deep snow and debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children staying at the luxury mountain resort. Rescuers cheering there. That avalanche that hit the hotel in the town of Frondoli likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. Investigation into the tragedy has been opened by a court, with some saying the emergency response was slow. First rescuers arrived amid snow, storm on skis about 11 hours after the avalanche hit. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. Guzman arrived in New York from Mexico following his surprise extradition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with our special guest, the birthday boy turning 74 years old on the 23rd of January, the master of the vibes, Gary Burton. Yes, on the 23rd of January, the great Gary Burton, master of the vibraphone, great composer, Grammy Award winner, NEA Jazz Master, was born 74 years ago. So we celebrate his birthday on this edition of Jazz America as I give you some conversations I've enjoyed with him over the years. And in just a few minutes, his induction into that hallowed hall of NEA Jazz Masters. You'll hear his speech from the stage. And, of course, we'll be hearing lots of his music during this hour. Let's begin, though, with something new from a wonderful vocalist. Here's Madeline Perrot from her latest release, Secular Hymns, as she gets funky for us with a song written by that great master of New Orleans music, Alan Toussaint. Here's Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky From Now On, Madeline Perrot, on VOA's Jazz America.
Everything I do gon' be a funky from now on, yeah. I got to be myself and do my thing. A little soul can't do no harm. Everything I do gon' be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gon' be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gon' be a funky from now on,
yeah.
That song you just heard, one of the most famous of the modern jazz era, Crystal Silence, the name of the album, the song Senor Mouse, Chick Corea and Gary Burton together. In that groundbreaking work from 1972, they have recorded and performed that song many times over the years. And after hearing Gary Burton and Chick Corea together, it leads me to give you now Gary Burton's acceptance speech at the NEA Jazz Masters event last year. On Monday, April 4th, I attended the induction of the 2016 NEA Jazz Masters at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Gary Burton gave us some thoughts in a pre-recorded message and then accepted the induction award live on stage immediately following a performance in his honor by Chick Corea and Stefan Harris on vibes.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2016 NEA Jazz Master Gary Burton.
I've been playing that song with Chick for over 40 years, and it's a weird sensation to sit out there and watch it from the other side. And I could tell, Stefan, you now know that feeling of being tossed into the cage with a tiger when you play with this guy. This is a real honor to be part of this whole event, and I'm really struck by this history of jazz that we're all a part of, and this sense that it's constantly moving, constantly evolving. This generation that Chick and I are part of, we were around when the pioneers, the originators of jazz, were still with us and still performing, and we learned from them directly and personally. We saw them play live many times, got to know them, and I feel like we're in a unique position to carry on and pass on what we've learned over our years and help the younger generation that follows on their way to building the future of this music. This is a great honor to be part of jazz music itself, and well, what an honor to be part of this tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
The title cut from the 1998 Grammy Award-winning release, Like Minds. Gary Burton on the vibes, joined by his fellow masters of jazz, Chick Corea, Pat Metheny, Roy Haynes, and Dave Holland. This is Russ Davis, and now let's enjoy more music written by Gary Burton's fellow Indiana native, Cole Porter. Here's Johnny Griffin with his classic version of It's All Right With Me, recorded in 1956 on Jazz America from VOA 1. The Cole Porter fellow wrote a few good songs, did he not? One of them, It's All Right With Me. Johnny Griffin from 1956 from his debut album, introducing Johnny Griffin. And he was joined by Wynton Kelly on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. An all-star band for sure from 1956. More coming up with Gary Burton as we celebrate his 74th birthday on the 23rd of January. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Really enjoy your programs on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I live in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thanks again for the music and interviews. Regards, Henry Conte. Well, thank you, Henry. I'm so glad you enjoy the music, and I especially appreciate you enjoying the interviews, too. I know that English is not the first language of many people listening, and it's difficult sometimes to understand, especially if an artist has a very interesting or different accent and use words you're not familiar with, but hopefully you get the meaning in their interviews and certainly get the meaning from their music. Now, we've been celebrating the 74th birthday of Gary Burton, born on the 23rd of January, on this edition of Jazz America. Guess who else was born on the 23rd of January? In 1910, the great guitarist Django Reinhardt. And just 3 days after, on the 26th of January in 1908, his bandmate in the Hot Club of France, Stefan Grappelli, was born. So let's enjoy music from these two great masters. In a 1946 recording of a song they co-wrote together, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli with Django's Tiger.
Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Água de beber, água de beber, Gamara. Entrei pra escola do perdão. A minha casa vive aberta. Abri todas as portas do coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, água de beber, camará.
Pode matar o teu coração. Água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Eu nunca fiz coisa tão certa. Entrei pra escola do Verdão. A minha casa vive aberta. Abri todas as portas do coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camará. Água de beber, água de beber, camará.
Okay, I know that was not in English. That was in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese. Interpretation of the Antonio Carlos Jobim classic, Água de Beber, from the album Intimidade. That is the great Brazilian vocalist and pianist, Tania Maria, in honor of Antonio Carlos Jobim, who was born on the 25th of January in 1927. This is Russ Davis, and we are celebrating the 74th birthday of Gary Burton on this edition of Jazz America. Now, he plays the vibraphone, the vibes, and he plays it in a most interesting way, in that he's different from the original vibes players. They played with one mallet in each hand, and now he plays with what's known as the four-mallet technique, with two in each hand. A little bit more difficult. Let's get some thoughts about the four-mallet technique from Gary Burton, then hear some of his music from one of his latest releases, Common Ground, here on VOA's Jazz America.
You know, there are folks inside the USA that have been following your music for years, know your story up and down. But the folks listening around the world in the Voice of America, many of them from email that I received, they're just learning about jazz for the first time. So folks listening around the world that don't know Gary Burton that well, he is credited with the creating what is known as the four mallet technique, first using it. Instead of just having two mallets in his hand, using four, two in each hand. Can you give folks a quick synopsis of how that came about, the original idea for doing that, and how difficult is it? You make it look easy.
Well, I wasn't the first person to play with four mallets. Red Norville played with four mallets on the xylophone back in the 1920s. Mm. But people hadn't made much out of it. People tended to play just sort of block chords. Mm. And they didn't really use the mallets with more independence and contrapuntal lines and so on. And I started using the four mallets while I was in high school because I lived in a small farm town in Indiana and there was no one to play with for the most part. And I played alone all the time and it was too empty. I needed harmony. I needed to make the music sound more complete. So I started playing first the slow pieces, ballads and so on with four mallets. And as I got more comfortable with that, then I started playing it on faster songs as well. Mm-hmm. So it became my style, sort of a keyboard approach to the instrument. Mm-hmm. And frankly, if I hadn't kind of opened the door to this, someone else would have soon. When I started playing the vibraphone, the year was 1949. The instrument was only 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of possibilities that were sort of waiting to be discovered by the next generation of players that was coming along. So I came along at a great time. There was dampening techniques and four mallet playing and ways to play the instruments solo and unaccompanied and how to comp for other people and so on that just were just ripe to be explored. Mm. And I've always considered that a real piece of good luck that I came along at the right time.
Well, it was a pretty good piece of good luck for folks that love wonderful music that you came along whatever time it might have been, my friend. And Gary, thank you so much. Dinner's here.
Okay.
Have a great second set. Thank you for the time, as always.
Pleasure.
And with his brilliant band, his latest, including the great guitarist Julian Lage, once again, here's the title cut from the album Common Ground, Gary Burton, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We've been celebrating quite a few January birthdays on this edition of Jazz America, and we just celebrated the great saxophonist Benny Goldson, born on the 25th of January in 1929. Happy birthday to him. And you just heard the title cut from his 2004 release, Terminal One. This is Russ Davis. On the next edition of Jazz America, I'll take you for our first visit to the annual Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, where artists and those who love and support them gather to celebrate jazz. And on this next edition, we'll hear from some of the artists we spoke to there: Arturo O'Farrell, Christian McBride, John Beasley, Maria Schneider, Rudresh Mahanthapa, and Terry Lynn Carrington. We'll be right back.